What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. I know you fuckers missed me. I had a family emergency last week, and I will definitely get into it this week because it was a fucking journey. Incredible journey, good and bad, bittersweet, all the fucking things. But it was phenomenal. I am not going to fill you in today because I think this topic about microdosing shrooms is one I need to have, like a wholehearted conversation. I know we do fucking Manic Monday and I go a little crazy and I leave a message here, but I want this to be all about mushrooms. The messages have been flooding in since I found a place in Michigan that they are decriminalized. And I have, directions for you guys to get the product in your hands. I'm bombarded. So this is a very important episode, and it's going to be one that I probably share in my emails more than once because I want to do just a complete rundown of your experience. So if you've never tuned in before, welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. We go all over the board, all across the board. We talk about a lot of shit, but the one thing you can count on every Monday, I'm going to talk about my microdosing journey. I personally am on an incredible schedule right now, and I'm super happy because I went through a lot of shit last week and it saved my ass. Like, I was able to not freak out. I got, I didn't freak out. I maintained composure. I stayed strong. I did what I needed to do step by step without questioning myself, without hesitation, without worry. I just did it. And that's not a normal thing for me, especially when it comes to traveling. I am 1,200 miles from home. So to drive, that's 24 hours of straight driving, or a bitch has to get on some planes. Okay. That's not my favorite thing to do. And leaving my babies, all of it. So I'm incredibly glad that I was on this journey, but I want to talk about some things. So I'm going to get to the basics. And then I want to talk about two things that are literally fucking killing people because I had a question. Someone's like, well, is this legal? Okay. And actually, I've had this twice today. Is this legal? Here in my county, yes, it is decriminalized 100%. It's cool. It's all gravy, baby. I know Colorado's decriminalized. I know Oregon is decriminalized. A lot of counties here in Michigan are decriminalized. There's a lot of places, specifically individualized, that it is decriminalized. But just the fact that people still have to ask that question, it kind of pisses me off. And not to the people, but to what the reputation that mushrooms have gotten, and the fact that it is even a question. It's a fucking natural, growing, living organism. Okay. It's not lab created. And we have to question whether or not we can use it. Okay. I feel like, our government's fucking slaughtering people on purpose, and we have to question whether this is legal. So it set me on fire today. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to talk about two things, bitch, that are fucking legal and killing people every fucking day. Every day. But it's legal. So it makes it okay, right? It's legal. A doctor said I should take it. So we're good, right? That's what everybody falls into. Look at I know words, bitch. I know words. This is my first podcast in over a week. Okay. I'm a little shaky. I forgot how to talk, but we're going to get through this. Okay. We're going to get through this. Let's just get to the basics of psilocybin. Okay. In my experience, I only microdose. Okay. I'm not out here preaching to you to do this hero's dose, to start seeing things, to go on a crazy trip. That is not what I coach people on at all. At all. From where I stand, that's not something I can speak on because it's not something I've experienced. I do not take psilocybin to hallucinate, to go on what we call the hero's journey. Hasn't been my intention. I do not see that being my intention for the foreseeable future. I personally don't like taking anything that makes me not feel like me. I can't even do weed, bitch. Like, I can't do it. So this is something that I take in a really, really small, minimal amount. Okay. Literally, these capsules are 0.5 grams of psilocybin, and most of my people are cutting them in half. Even I am cutting them in half. So we're talking 0.25 grams. Okay. This is what I take, and I do it on a 4 day on, 3 day off basis. Anybody that reaches out to me for my contact for the psilocybin gets a very detailed list of instructions. where you're not doing this alone, where I help you tweak the things, I help you recognize, because it is different for everyone, okay? Everyone's baseline is different. We're all different. We all have different metabolic systems. We're all going to process them differently. We weigh different. We eat different. There are a lot of factors. So I help you personalize your journey for you in knowing what you feel. Like if you've gone too far, you haven't gone far enough. And what a lot of my clients are experiencing is euphoria. That's the goal here. Mushrooms don't make you feel high. They don't make you feel anything. What they do is they create this beautiful mirror that you can look in and reflect upon without freaking out. Like you can see the emotions, but you don't become the emotions. And you're able to have a level of awareness of like, okay, this is how I feel, but I don't have to go off the deep end. I just consider the situation of like, okay, this is normal. I'm standing in the airport. Okay. I'm in Denver International Airport yesterday morning and it's packed like a fucking can of sardines. Okay. I was literally on a Boeing 757, the biggest fucking plane ever. And we had like 30 people in line that were on standby hoping someone didn't show up. That's how fucking sardine packed my plane was. We weren't the only flight leaving. So when I tell you that this airport was crowded, it was crowded. And I'm going to tell you something about Brandon Lynette. She fucking hates being smashed in by people. I have always freaked out, like heart palpitations. I think I'm dying. I can't breathe. I'm sweating to death. My brain just goes on a tangent. That did not happen to me yesterday. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, I'm not the only one like that would feel nervous about this. It is an anxious situation. You have to hurry up, strip down, get your shoes off, get your laptop in a basket. You've got kids crying, parents annoyed, people trying to push through. Everybody has that feeling of like anxiousness in those moments. So the fact that I could see that in myself of like, girl, you could be flipping out about this because everybody's flipping out. But you're okay. You're safe. You're going to get through it. It's a thing. And I got to just like have that calm awareness. It's a stressful situation. Always, you know, and then trying to hurry up and get dressed to get out of the way of the person behind you. And, you know, just trying to get through the fucking line. And I kind of feel like that's how we're doing life. We're just trying to get through the fucking line. Okay. Another thing that I have experienced is my sleep. I have been taking a slumber gummy for a super fucking long time. And their slumber gummies I actually sell and promote. Okay. I'm like, you guys take this. But the truth is there's an ingredient in it that for me, for myself, I know that I should not be taking it every single day. And I was worried about that. How am I going to fall asleep? Right. So I know you bitches out there taking Benadryl just to sleep. I know you know that shit's not good for you every night. I know you know that. The NyQuil you're drinking, whatever it is you're addicted to fall asleep, you know that shit's not good for you. When I microdose, my sleeping style is different. It just changes my desires. It changes them 100%. I don't need alcohol to mask shit. Having a stressful week, the first thing I'm going to do is drink. I don't know. I think there's been one time I flew without having alcohol to get on the plane because it stresses me out so much. I hate being right next to people. I don't like people in that situation, like I'm having high anxiety and I don't always want to have a conversation. And I get super fucking stressed because I feel like people flock to me and they want to talk to me and they want to tell me their whole story. And that's great. And in a specific setting, in that setting, I don't like it. So I drink because either A, it's going to make me not give a fuck if I have a conversation. I don't care if I'm stressed because I'm drunk. Who cares? No desire, not even in a high stress situation this week, to have alcohol. None. Could I have had a drink? Absolutely. Would have been great. I had no desire. So why? Why? Just to do it? Because that's a great reason. No, bitch. I just had no desire. It is flipped a switch in my brain where I'm not feeling like I have to self-sabotage myself, or I'm not feeling like I have to mask emotions or to run from my life or to create this huge void. I wake up with intention, and this is going to be what changes your experience. It'll change your experience if you do not focus on your intention, okay? Your intention has to be, what do you want from microdosing? You want to be free of anxiety and depression. You want to release the hold that, you know, drinking has on you. You want to stop escaping from your life. You want to fucking take responsibility and own your shit. You want to wake up and love who the fuck you are. You set that intention and you're going to do it. And that has been my intention. And I fell in love with myself in so many ways this week, like taking this journey. And I want you to tune in this week because I'm going to talk about it. We're going to talk about little Brandon and the experience I went through as I was going home, because it was completely emotional, but in a very just, it was set in perfection. It was a beautiful moment of healing and transition and kind of giving myself permission for who I am now to blow forward. I've been kind of letting that girl hold me back. There's so many ways I've let go of her, so many ways that I've let her hold me back. So going through this process, I fell in love a lot deeper. And I got to experience that because I wasn't trying to mask emotions. I wasn't taking shit from my anxiety. I wasn't drinking, so I wasn't stressed. Like, I was completely sober. And just tipping that microdose, tiny baby amounts of psilocybin that are giving me this gift of just being able to be present in my life, to be present in the emotions, no matter how hard they were, to not run from them, to not want to mask them, to not ignore them. When is the last time you actually sat down and looked yourself in the mirror and said, fuck, I love you and I'm so fucking proud of you? And you could look back at all the moments in your life that you thought were going to kill you or hold you back or slow you down or devastate you, humiliate you, every emotion you could think of. You look back and you love that person. And you give yourself the space for that person to be like, bitch, keep moving. Mushrooms have changed my life. Nothing else has changed in my life. Nothing. I'm not making any more money this month than I was last month. But I'm a whole lot more at peace with where our finances are. It's not running my mind. I'm not like, oh my gosh, I need another side gig. Let's make some money over here. Let's do this. I'm at peace. I know I wake up and do what I love, one step in front of the other, being in the moment, that I'm open to the opportunities. I'm not going to miss them because I'm fucking aware now. I'm so present. And I want that for you. Bitch, I know you're tired of those fucking restless nights. You toss and turn and you worry every morning. So we're taking that shit, right? We're taking the fucking slumber gummies. We're taking the fucking Benadryl. We're taking whatever it takes, your Tylenol PMs, your Xanax, bitch. And we're going to talk about Xanax today. I know I'm going to call some of you out and you're going to be like, fuck you, I need my Xanax. And I respect that. I'm not making decisions for anybody. In fact, I'm going to tell you, don't fucking quit that shit cold turkey because you will fucking die. That's what happens, just like alcohol. So those are the two killers we're going to talk about today, because it's insane to me. It's insane to me that shit is legal and it could kill you. You know what doesn't kill you? Fucking mushrooms. Okay. You could go on a hero's dose and you're not going to fucking die. You're not going to die. You might feel like it. Your ego probably passed the fuck out, but you don't die, bitch. You take this shit from the doctor and guess what can happen? Do you know how many times you have to sign a paper from the doctor to say it's okay if I die? 6 C-sections. I had to sign a paper that said my family can't sue if I die because that could happen. The stuff they knocked, you know, they put me in with, I could stay paralyzed forever. You know, there's just a lot of crazy out there. But I know you're tired of tossing and turning, staring at the fucking ceiling. And all you're thinking about is everything you can't control, everything you're worried about. And like, you run this shit through your brain and you're already overwhelmed by the next day. That's it. You're just fucking done. You're already tired for tomorrow. You're already thinking about, I can't wait to go to bed tomorrow because I'm not sleeping tonight. So hopefully tomorrow night I'll fall asleep. And the thing is, you won't. And what's happening to your body without that sleep is like everything. You're literally taking years off your life not getting that sleep. Your brain doesn't stop. You have these anxious thoughts and they're on repeat, replay naturally. So you either drink or dose or do whatever the fuck you have to do to go to sleep. So many people telling me like, oh my God, it's only been a month and I'm already sleeping better than I have ever. Microdosing for a month. Imagine changing your habits in 30 days. Like, the 30 days are going to pass, motherfucker. So if you're like, that's a long time, like, fuck you. Okay. Cause I'm telling you, I tell my clients microdosing, it's got to happen for 6 months to see the big, big changes. And I expect journaling. I expect you to write down your journey of like, week one, where are you? And where do you want to be after 6 months? And bitch, you will be there. If you wake up with intention and you're consistent and you're honest to yourself, you will be wherever the fuck you want to be, free of everything that has held on to you, every fucking habit, addiction, terrible thoughts, all of it. You're fucking free. You're free. And I'm waking up now, even I'm purely exhausted. This is the truth, okay? Because I had a rough week and sleep wasn't an option. And sometimes it's not. You have a family emergency. You're in the hospital 24 hours a day. Nobody's sleeping. Nobody's sleeping. And I still had the mornings where I could take on the world. And when I could get sleep, I slept good. That's it, because I shut down. And all of a sudden, like, you're not having resistant thought. And this is part of your power as a creator. Part of taking responsibility for where you are is to stop resistant thought. If you want God to make big moves in your life, you've got to shut the fuck up. And we don't. We just let our head spin. We let it go fucking crazy. Instead of stopping. You stop that resistant thought. Let your brain shut down. You rest. And this is where the vibrational transition happens. The next day you get to wake up feeling elevated. And then you find those habits that are going to keep you there. And that's easy to do when you're feeling confident. When you're not, you don't have voices in your head talking you down and telling you like, this isn't going to work. You're crazy. I'm not afraid to do shit. And if I tell myself I'm afraid of something, it just takes me a few minutes of journaling to break it down, to realize like there is nothing to fear. I mean, really, the only thing I have to be afraid of is to not try. That's terrifying. Imagine not trying something that you really want to do. And that's it. How many opportunities are going to come at you, especially because you're not sleeping and your brain is always going to have resistant thought and never put you on the wave that you want to be on? That's it. I want you to wake up and I want you to feel amazing every single day. You're going to get the sleep. You're going to get the sleep. That tightness in your chest disappears. You've got anxiety from days and days and days piled up. And like, you feel it even before you open your eyes. Your fucking chest is tight. And that's it. You could talk about it the next day, but who's going to talk you through it? Mushrooms are going to help your brain rest. That's it. So that anxiousness, what do they prescribe for? What are doctors prescribing now for anxiousness? Benzodiazepine? We're just going to call it benzos because I'm not going to continue to pronounce that because I'm probably butchering it. But there it is. It treats severe anxiety or insomnia. That's what you're given. And this relaxes muscles. It increases the effect of GABA. This is the neurotransmitter. Okay, they're giving you a drug that's going to do something, a lab-created drug that's doing something that your brain can naturally do on its own. But they're giving you this drug, and they're telling you that it's safe. And we've got side effects. And literally, it's a drug that they tell you not to stop cold turkey, kind of like an alcoholic with alcohol. How many times have you heard of an alcoholic who quits drinking and fucking dies within 3 days? I know I've heard it a lot. I'm raising my hand. Alcohol's legal. It's legal, but it's not regulated. Anybody can get it. And I feel like fucking Xanax is the same way. Anytime I'm like, I'm feeling anxious, I've always got someone who's like, here's a fucking Xanax. Everybody has it. It's like fucking gum in your purse now, or a mint. It's that thing that nobody leaves home without. And it's heartbreaking to me. What are the things you're going to get? You're going to be confused. You're going to feel unsteady. You're going to have dizziness, slurred speech, muscle weakness, memory problems, nausea, blurred vision, headaches. It's going to fuck with your blood pressure, your digestive system, your eyes, bitch. It could fuck with your eyes. It could give you rashes. It's going to change whether or not you want to have sex, and not in a good way. It affects all these aspects, but it's legal. Let's talk about the blood disorders you can get from it. Jaundice. Guys can grow tits. This is real shit. You could Google it. Real shit that happens when you're on benzos, bitch. And you're taking it for what? And it's a fucking addictive drug. It is not something people quit. And it drives me nuts. I love you, bitches. I love you. But don't fucking tell me you love your Xanax, because I throw up in my mouth every time. You love the escape. I can respect that. But do something good for yourself. And fuck this whole system about whether or not it's legal, okay? I promise you the FDA and the fucking DEA, is it the FDA? No. The FBI and the DEA don't give a fuck about your little psilocybin bullshit. They just don't. Now, if you're pushing fentanyl and cocaine and all this other shit, you're kind of fucked. They don't give a fuck, okay? They're not making a big deal out of it. That's not what their drug enforcement is coming down to do. So when you order shrooms off of, you know, fucking, I see tons of websites all day where you could buy psilocybin. Literally, people have it in candy bars, capsules, and it ships from all over the world. Like, I've seen it shipping from Vermont. I've seen it shipping from Minnesota. I've seen it shipping from Colorado. And these are places that aren't all legal. I know Colorado is, but like, people don't give a fuck. They're doing it. I've watched these websites for a year. They're doing it. So I don't want you to freak out about whether or not this is legal, because I'm going to tell you what I don't think should be legal, and that's fucking benzos. I don't think it should be legal. You're going to feel aggressive behavior, agitation. You're going to be fucking irritable, motherfucker. Your anxiety actually gets worse. It's like alcohol. We kind of drink so we're not stressed, but the next day you have more anxious feelings than you did the day before. That's the addiction. Because all of a sudden, okay, I either need a benzo or I need some alcohol, so I'm not fucking anxious. Fuck your anxiety. Microdose. You start feeling detached from your surroundings. This means you are not fucking present. You're a goddamn robot. You're a sim in a video game. Humans are not real. Inappropriate behavior. You can have hallucinations on benzos. Oh my God, what if I trip? Bitch, you're not going to trip on a microdose, okay? But you might see shit when you're on benzos. And I know you hookers are fucking mixing it with alcohol anyway. But you're going to be restless. You're going to have nightmares, personality changes, fucking depression. All of it. This is them. This is them saying this is the shit that's going to happen to you. But doctors are giving it to you because it's legal. Fuck you. Are you kidding me? And for God's sake, the highest death rate for benzos. And I'm going to tell you because did I write it the fuck down? I better have. All right. So just 2 years ago, 12,499 people are dying from benzos. That's about 100% from like 10 years before. That's like 100% increase, like off the fucking charts. People die from it. Google psilocybin death. Google it. It's not a fucking thing. Fuck you, is it legal? Benzos should not be legal. Alcohol should have some sort of fucking regulation, because fuckers are out there abusing it like a motherfucker. I was one of them. I still could be. Fuck it. Putting that shit cold turkey, death. That's fucked. That is fucked, and it's getting handed out like candy because there's money. There's money in that, because guess what? When you start complaining about the side effects, like, okay, I'm taking this benzo, but I'm really having problems with my digestive system. Oh, here's something else for you. And then all of a sudden you're taking something else for that. And then you are having this really bad agitation. So they're going to give you something else to calm you. And there's going to be something for every fucking side effect until you have like 22 prescriptions in your cabinet and your body is no longer functioning in a normal fucking natural state. You're fucking everything up. And as long as your brain and your heart are not in coherence, if they are not homies and talking to each other, if you do not feel like you're in alignment, I'm talking about those moments. Like if you cannot sit still in a room, a quiet room, no TV, no anything, just like with you, without freaking the fuck out, you're not in alignment. Alignment is being able to be at peace for any given amount of time. No racing thoughts, just like feeling euphoric. And that's what I get. I get euphoric. Everything is brighter around me. I see the beauty in everything, even the frustrating moments, even the annoying moments. I got home last night and all of the emotion from the week hit me really hard. It was partly that, and partly I started my fucking period today. So, bitch, I know you understand me, okay? It wasn't just me losing my mind. Mother Nature said hello. But I had a moment, and like I was feeling mad and frustrated, and I wanted to cry, and I was just sick. Like all the emotions from the week just kind of caught up to me. And my kids are being so funny at the table, but I was like, I'm not having a great time. Like I'm overstimulated. I just want to go to bed. But I look up and I see my husband genuinely laughing at their crazies. And I realize like this is one of the greatest moments in my life. It was a beautiful moment. No matter how I had feelings creeping up in me, I was able to stay in that moment. I didn't have to mask the feelings. I just knew I needed to take some space to feel them. And sometimes when we're doing that, we miss everything that's happening around us. We just kind of like disassociate, right? I didn't do that. I still saw the beauty in the moment. And it's a thing that I've locked in the vault. It's one of those memories that's a core memory of just like they were being crazy, like making the craziest sounds. And he's the one that genuinely gets annoyed by everything. Okay. We do it on purpose. And that's that's the function of our house. So to see him having such a great time and like to feel genuine joy in his heart, like laughing at them, it's a core memory. I would have never been able to enjoy that moment if I could not be present, if I didn't have the heart and the brain coherence. I owe that to the microdosing 100%. Well, doing the healing works as well. I know you feel like if you don't worry about something, it's going to happen. That's what people think. They think if I'm not stressed about this, it's really definitely going to happen. But it's kind of the opposite. I want you to ask yourself sometimes, like, why am I worried about this? You know? And I think today, answering questions about whether or not shrooms, microdosing, if it's legal, why are you worried? Like, why is that the question? Are you afraid of like what's on the other side of this? Are you afraid of like who are you if you're not stressed and anxious all the time? Because that's a real question. People are addicted to that fight or flight. They're addicted to the dopamine hits. They're addicted to the adrenaline. They're addicted to things that are toxic. I'm not talking about jumping out of plane kind of adrenaline, okay? I'm talking about like just the toxic fight or flight response in your everyday fucking life. Every day feeling like you're drowning, every day feeling like you're stressed out. Worrying about something doesn't keep it from happening. And you're not going to get an idea from worrying. And the truth is, write down every worry you have right now. Hide the paper somewhere. This is an exercise I do with my clients. Hide the paper somewhere, everything you're worrying about. And in 3 months, I want you to pull it out and I want you to see which one of those things really happened. Because it doesn't happen. I could have worried about like, what if I fall asleep driving? You know, what if I wreck on the plane and die? What if I, you know, what if my dad dies? Like I could have gone everywhere with my brain this week. And that's what it normally would do. My brain goes extreme when I'm not regulated, when I'm not microdosing, when I'm not staying aware, when I'm not staying present. It goes extreme. And we just like, it's like the fucking ropes in a jungle. We swing from one worry to the next because that's what has suddenly defined us. That's who you are, right? That's who you think you are. Just the worry, the control freak, the, you know, overthinker, the analyzer. It's fucking exhausting and it weighs you down. This doesn't make you bad. This makes you human. You've programmed your brain with some fucking dirty habits, bitch. That's all this is. You want to reprogram your brain. And the truth is, we need our brain reprogrammed. And if you want to do it without psilocybin, then start meditating. That's it. Follow Dr. Joe Dispenza. Go ham on that, okay? You can rewire your brain. In fact, he wrote a whole fucking book about how to rewire your brain. How to not be yourself. It's a beautiful book. And this is how I started my journey. I meditated long before I found psilocybin. In fact, sometimes I'm fucking human. And I know I preach meditation every day. There's some days I didn't meditate at all this past week. I just knew I could microdose. And I still was on the same vibrational wavelength. Same. So if you're truly, honestly worried about microdosing psilocybin, and I'm going to tell you, bitches, I flew with psilocybin in my fucking purse. You know that thing they send through the scanner? I had 12 capsules in there. Nothing. I wasn't even worried about it. Didn't break a sweat, not even for a second. Now, I'm sure if it was in fucking mushroom form, they probably would have held the bag out and been like, what the fuck is this? Bitch, it's capsules. It's discreet. Or you could, people sell everything. Like, there's this dissolvable mint you could buy. There's fucking candy bars, drinks. There's so many things where it's just not a stack of mushrooms, right? The handful of mushroom era, gone. I fucking flew through 2 airports with capsules. I even got, like, pulled to the side. I got profiled, okay? And got the pat down and got the questions. They opened my bags. Like, I got that. The flying out of Chicago. I got that. I wasn't even sweating it. Not for a second. And I can imagine that there were probably 75% of the people around me traveling with Xanax. They wouldn't blink their eye for that either. And that shit's going to fucking kill you. And it's going to fuck you up. And it makes me so pissed. The world is fucking upside down, and I'm not afraid to stand up against it. Like, fuck you. Go prescribe some benzos. Go find someone with some Xanax and fuck with them, and let me have my fucking mushrooms from the ground. You know what I'm saying? You need to reprogram your brain. I say microdose. If you're scared of that, I respect it. Meditate. Because your brain needs a break. It needs to be programmed. That's it. You're not going to be triggered by the things that used to trigger you all the time. Your brain wants to learn. It's always learning, and it's always going to adjust to new inputs. It wants to be challenged. It's begging you to change it. That's why I tell people, don't be the same person. I am not the same person this week as I was last week. There has been an incredible shift in my life just in a week. And I don't have to keep everybody else comfortable by pretending to be who I was last week. I make a shift in my life and that's it. It's the same way. You don't want people shit. Your brain needs the challenge. It needs to know that there's something else outside of fucking stress and worry. You don't use it, you lose it. You know what I mean? You don't use it, you lose it 100%. I want you guys to take action in your lives today. Stop looking for something to help you escape. Ask yourself, why are you running? Why are you avoiding the things? Take control of your body. Take control of your health. Stop being dependent on a system who doesn't care about you. It is a business. The medical industry is a business. 100%. I'd love an argument. I mean, leave a review and tell me where I'm wrong. I think there's some beautiful people in the medical field. I really do. I met some incredible doctors this week. My dad's doctor, God, we talked on the phone for an hour yesterday. I love her, or the day before. Fantastic human. I think she's doing a beautiful job and she's standing up against the system. It is possible to find someone in a medical field with expertise and knowledge that's willing to stand up against the system. I know doctors that are all for psilocybin who will not prescribe you a benzo. Find the people that are going to help you become more of who you are, help you to take care of your body and not just help you mask all the bullshit. I want you to stop running from yourself. I want you to stop worrying. I want you to get a good night's sleep. I want you to stop feeling anxious and nitpicking every situation in your life, thinking it's the end of the fucking world. That debilitating anxiety, I want you to not experience it anymore. You've trained yourself to go there every single time. Every time. It's like when you take a sled out on a mountain, this is what your thoughts are doing. It just snows and you're going to take your kids sledding and they start making a track. Even if you try to build a track next to that track, their sled's going to fucking go into the first groove that they made. It just happens. That's all thoughts are doing in your brain is just making a track. But what's the truth? Take a step further away from that same track and make a new track. Make a new wavelength in your brain. Create a new thought process. Nothing brings your brain to life like something new, like a new challenge, new knowledge. All of that. Literally doing something different every day to get your brain active to do different things. Brush your teeth with your left hand. I've been trying to like blend my face with my left hand. I always do it with my right hand. And lately I've been doing it with my left just to practice, just to give myself that experience of doing something different. Because my brain is like, this is not right. This is not right. And I'm like, no, but look at you, bitch. You're doing it. Eat with your left hand. Try it. Your brain is gonna be like, this feels weird. But it loves it. I promise it loves the challenge. And you're going to be able to lift up the fork and bring it to your mouth. And you're like, fuck yeah, I could do this. Try the new things. I just want you to be free, literally free from the demons that this world has thrown upon you, that you have claimed for yourself, bitch. I want you to fucking exercise the demons. That's it. I want you to get rid of them. Every day that you don't, the devil wins. And like that pisses me off. That should piss you off too. Every day that you allow yourself to be that victim, to be the person that, you know, is dependent upon sleep medicine, who is fucking dependent upon prescription drugs, who is dependent upon alcohol or other drugs to escape, who's dependent upon food to run from your emotions or to create emotions, all of those addictions. That's the devil winning. I want you to wake up and not feel like you have to escape from anything. I want you to wake up in that present moment where even things that would normally irritate the shit out of you or overwhelm you or overstimulate you, you just find the beauty in it. I want you to see the vibrance in the world. It's easy to fall into the darkness. It's easy to fall into the frustration of everything that's going on. I mean, bitch, our world is fucked. It's so fucked right now. We can look at that. We could talk about that all day long because that's what gets everybody popping into conversations, right? Because let's just talk about how shitty it is. No one does shit, okay? Like, no one's held accountable. No one's held accountable for doing illegal shit, okay? You've got some really fucking high-ass people out there with these names that pretty much they could do anything. They get a lot. They get away with murder. They get away with everything. Bitch, I watched the Murdoch thing. My husband put it on the other day, so I watched it on my flight. I watched it and then I heard the verdict and I'm like, fuck yeah. Finally, someone who just had a whole lifetime of getting away with things is being held responsible. You guys, there are so many fucking people out there like that. They just get away with it because that's their name. Their legacy is literally like, how many bodies can we collect before we die and then pass it on to our grandkids? We could see that ugly all day long, or we could choose to be a light in this world. And the only way you're going to start shining is if you free yourself from the bullshit that's holding you back. You free yourself from that fucking anxiety, from your addictions, from the stress, that addiction to stress, from unhealthy habits, you free yourself from that shit, and you're going to start becoming a part of what makes the world great. And I know that because I feel you, and I know you're feeling this. I know you're like, I want to see the light. I want to be a part of the light. The world is fucked, and we get sucked into that negative tornado and feel bad every day. We could wake up like, fuck this. What's the point? Because the world is crumbling. The point is, bitch, God has a bigger plan than you're ever going to know about, and you're a part of it. You are a key part of that. The butterfly effect, one person makes a difference. Even if it's just in one other person who does it to one other person, do you know how many generations of one other people that we're talking about making that change? Maybe I'm not going to change the world. I'd like to. Maybe I can't change the whole world, but maybe today I can change your perspective. And I can help you see that if you fight for yourself, if you get your brain and your body in alignment, if you can find that peace, if you can just let go and take a chance on something that may be new or scary or uncomfortable, take that chance. It's going to make a difference. And it's not a thing. It's not a new car that comes in your life and makes you feel really great. It's not $1 million that makes you feel like you're free. It's a capsule. And you take it and you virtually feel nothing. But it changes everything. It changes everything. And I think one small person that can be present is going to make a difference. And what I know to be true is there's one person listening to this today saying, yep, she's talking right to me. I hear her. I feel this. And I want to be a part of the light. I want to be someone who is confident to just chase my dreams and goals and to show people what life is meant to be like. Bitch, I don't live in a mansion. I think my car is like a 2010. I don't have all the things. I don't walk around in Louis Vuitton shoes. I don't have all the things. I haven't sold 10,000 copies of a book. I don't have 10,000 people listening to my podcast. But I'm happy. I'm genuinely happy. I'm absolutely in love with my life. I don't even need those things. I don't need those things. I'd be just as happy if my car was brand new or if it wasn't. I don't need anything outside of me to make me happy. I want you to feel that freedom. That's freedom. Loving what you do. That's freedom. Having a life you don't have to escape from. Freedom. And that's why we chase the money, the notoriety, the fame, because it's all attached to money. When your brain and your heart are in coherence, you can't put a price tag on that. You can't bring your life down to the value of a dollar. I want you to learn to be in the moment. It makes it exciting to trust the process. The process of showing up every day doing something you love, even if it's not a monetary moment. Of being able to go out for what you want, go after what you want to do, figuring out the way you want to make an impact on the world. All of that. I want you to feel confident in who you are, to be whole. You're worthy of that. And that's what we chose to do when we came here. We knew that there would be something in our lives that brought us back to the experience we desired, where we could feel that emotion, all of the emotions, good and bad, but they didn't run our lives. If you're tired of having emotion run your life, if you're tired of the sleepless nights, if you're tired of the worry, if you're tired of fucking having anxiety for everything, then you need to call me. message me, whatever it is, message me on Facebook. You can find me on brandonlinette.com. Make sure you follow. If this podcast touch your heart, share it, bitch. That's how we get the word out. And maybe you're not the person it spoke to, but maybe there's someone you know that needs to hear this. I'm asking you to share it. You didn't have to do anything else. You didn't pay for the episode. You didn't listen to endless commercials of someone else's bullshit product. Like, that was it. It's just straight up. Brandon shows up. She fucking spills the tea. And then we do what we need to do to move on. I need you to share this. Make sure you follow me if you did feel what I was talking about. Don't miss an episode. I talk about microdosing mushrooms every single Monday. Usually it's manic and I go across the board and we talk about a bunch of things. But the fact that I really, these questions of is it legal kind of set me off today. And that's it. I mean, alcohol, benzos, they're an addiction. They're an addiction that are going to kill you and they're fucking legal. And don't take my word for it. You could do the research. The FDA even admits it. Benzos are addicting and they're killing people. So I don't want you to be worried. I don't want you to be worried about whether or not it's legal. I know some guy that sells wafers. If that's your thing, I can help you find the website. Or my husband and I, we keep talking about going to these conventions because a lot of counties here are decriminalized. So there, it's literally like mushroom weed conventions where people have all these drinks and candy bars. Like, I'm super excited to go find more options for you guys. You know, more options, more knowledge. I definitely want to talk to other people about their experience. I do have some more testimonies today, but we're going to push that until next Monday just because I felt like we needed to talk about some shit that's legal, but deadly. And maybe put the perspective of, you know, mushrooms are much like weed. You're not going to die. You can't really, you know, you're not going to die. I probably would if I tried a hero's dose, at least in my brain, but bitch, you're not going to die. It's not something that's going to stop your heart or all the things. It's not something that's going to shut your body down. In fact, it just helps your body work better. It helps your body work better and it's natural. No chemicals involved. No, you know, research on, okay, these are all the side effects they're going to have. And these are all the drugs we have to give them when they have the side effects. And yay, Big Pharma makes another $1 million off your ass. So that's how this works. I want you guys to stop falling for the business side of healthcare. And I want you to take responsibility for your shit. That's really what this podcast is about. So if you're digging it, make sure you follow me. Brandon Lynette, I'm going to go see if my babies are ready for bed. And I'm excited to talk to you tomorrow. I might spill the details about my week, at least part of it. I mean, it's been a long week. There's a lot to unpack. So we're going to work through that. So it's going to be therapy week with Brandon, literally me talking myself through some shit and bringing you with me. So if you like real talk, then you can hear about it from a real bitch. I love you. Have a great fucking day.